work out, achieved. Because some people are saying it's just a mere publicity stunt just to make the opposition in parliament feel relevant.
No. Look, we know how difficult it is for us to debate in parliament. We have difficulties. You see, when you just raise up, you will see debates being curtailed. Yesterday, the honorable member for Chirui was raising a very important matter on what the UPND Secretary General had said about the Archbishop of Lusaka. He was curtailed. He had to, unfortunately for him, he fell for the trap. His emotions overtook the show, and then he gave up. So it's not easy. We are not enjoying the democracy that President Hakainde Hichilema preaches about. It's not the democracy he talks about when he's outside this country. No. Stop. How? Why can't the members themselves oppose each other?
Munir Zulu is a Zambian parliamentarian. He spoke with me from the capital, Lusaka. More than 5,000 delegates at the United Nations Human Settlements Programme Assembly backed efforts to meet the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development, especially for housing and urban development. For VOA, James Shimanyula has more from the Kenyan capital in Nairobi, where the UN Habitat Assembly has wrapped up.
The 2030 Agenda is aimed at ending poverty in all its forms, envisages a world of universal respect for human rights and human dignity, the rule of law, justice, equality, and non-discrimination, a secured world free of poverty and hunger, as well as full and productive employment, access to quality education, universal health coverage, the achievement of gender equality, the empowerment of all women and girls, and an end to environmental degradation. Explaining why today's world is a world in crisis, United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres had this to say.
Inequalities are increasing. Global temperatures are rising with catastrophic effects. Debt is straining developing countries' economies to the limit. Halfway to the deadline for the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development, we are leaving more than half the world behind. An estimated 670 million still live in extreme poverty, and over 1 billion people still live in slums.
Saba Korosi, President of the United Nations General Assembly, outlined important ways that cities can become more sustainable.
We need comprehensive data and statistics collection. Governments must monitor future populations to assess risk associated with climate change, such as flooding, heat waves, epidemics, food security, and fresh water.
United Nations Human Settlements Program Executive Director Maimuna Sharif decried belittlement of women and discrimination against them.
Women continue to face discrimination through structural and systematic barriers that prevent them from taking leadership roles. This results in unequal access to rights. If we continue on this current trajectory, the political gender gap is expected to take more than 145 years to close, and the economic gender gap will take 265 years to close.
This is how Lee Yunhua, United Nations Undersecretary General for Economics and Social Affairs, briefly focused on the 2030 Universal Agenda.
Despite our promise, some 670 million people live in extreme poverty. One quarter of the young people are without school, training, or employment. The world is far from achieving the goal of sustainable cities. Nearly 1.1 billion people are living in the urban slums, just about half of the world's urban population.
One of the delegates at the assembly, Adama Bojang, director in Gambia's Ministry of Local Government in the capital, Banjul, reflected on a common adage in the world which women propagate when they bring to light the value of womanhood.
These are moments that people can learn that what can men do, women can equally do. And it is also an encouragement for other women to participate into politics. When people talk about politics, it's a different dimension in Africa. And without that, there will be a low implementation of the SDGs. My appeal is for donors and partners to come to the aid of developing countries.
Summarizing what the Assembly has accomplished, Kenyan delegate Rosalind Wanjiku Kariuki minced no words when she said,
"Well, I think it's just a talk because this is something they've been talking. They've been talking of the same thing. No action has been taken. Don't think they will have made anything. I don't think there are new ideas because they were talking of what they talked of in 2019. In my opinion, there were no surprises. Perhaps the surprises were from large number of women who attended the assembly."
Ugandan delegate Alexis Serumanga disagrees.
"Call it a success because getting unanimity on many things at the United Nations is not easy. It's important to note that the Sustainable Development Goals came out of a process which saw the Millennium Development Goals that the UN had set decades earlier had not been achieved. What I can say is the fact that a resolution passed unanimously in support of the United Nations achieving the Sustainable Development Goals by 2030 is a good step, but a lot more work needs to be done. I would not say that there were necessarily new ideas being discussed, but I believe one of the important functions of this conference was for people to see what has been done, see what has not been done, and chart a way forward, ensure that what has not been achieved can be achieved in the years to come."
UN Habitat says the 2030 agenda is the most comprehensive blueprint to date for eliminating extreme poverty, reducing inequality, and protecting the planet. This is James Shimanyula reporting for VOA News in Nairobi.
This is the Voice of America, and you are listening to Nightline Africa. I'm your host, Peter Clote, in Washington. Coming up in the second half of Nightline Africa Sports with Samson O'Malley, that will be followed by a commentary by Dr. James Jonah, former UN Undersecretary General for Political Affairs and Music from our African collection. It's now time for Nightline Africa Sports Info. But let's join Samson O'Malley. Hello, Samson.
Hi, Peter. Good evening, sports fans. Welcome to Nightline Africa Sports. It's a big night for African football as Al Ahly will be aiming to be crowned champions of Africa once again when they take on reigning champions, wedded Athletic Club of Casablanca in the second leg of their CAF Champions League final. The Moroccan outfit's title pursuit took a huge blow following last week's first leg defeat and now have an uphill climb as they look to retain the continental prize for the first time ever. Wedded struggle were highlighted in the final as they suffered a 2-1 first leg defeat at the hands of Al Ahly and a face-off in a repeat of last year's final at the Cairo International Stadium. Sunday's showdown is now the only thing potentially between Al Ahly and the trophy clean sweep, having also clinched both the Egyptian Cup and the Super Cup back at home. Staying with football news, Manchester City tasted Champions League glory at last on Saturday as the second half lottery strike gave the favourites a 1-0 victory over Inter Milan in a tense final, allowing Pep Guardiola's side to complete a remarkable treble. Rodri fired in from a Bernardo Silva cutback midway through the second half at the Atatürk Olympic Stadium to decide a game in which City were knocked out of their usual rhythm and lost Kevin De Bruyne to injury. And to South Africa, where the South African national team Bafana Bafana legends Dr. Kumalo and Mark Williams have paid tribute to the late former Bafana Bafana coach Clive Baker, recalling that he had made a major contribution to South African football. Coach Baker died after a battle with Lewy body dementia on Saturday at the age of 78. Baker led South Africa to their only continental triumph at the African Cup of Nations finals in 1996 and also steered the side to a maiden World Cup appearance in France in 1998 and is fondly remembered by fans across the country, as has been evident by the tremendous support he received after taking ill.
"He instills a lot of good spirit in me, confidence. It's not easy to carry a country, but with life, he made it look easy.
He used to be on the corner as a father, the captain. He let the families also come."
And now to Athletics.
Faith Kipyegon on Friday broke the women's 5,000 meters world record after clocking 14 minutes 05.20 seconds at the Paris Diamond League barely a week after shattering the 1,500 meters record in Florence. Kipyegon overtook previous record holder Lisbeth Gide of Ethiopia with 600 meters to go, beating the previous record of 14 minutes 06.62 seconds set by the Ethiopian on July 10, 2020 in Valencia, Spain. She is the first Kenyan woman to hold the 5,000 meters world record.
This was amazing, running a world record again. It's just something special, and I really thank God. I thank God.
And that's all for this week's edition of Nightline Africa Sports. Back to you, Peter.
Thanks a lot, Samson. It's always a pleasure to hear from you. We'll link up with you again next Sunday for another look at African sports. Nightline Africa Sports. Now let's take a closer look at Africa, the problems, the prospects in time of conflict, in time of peace. Here's one man's point of view with Dr. James Jonah, former UN Under Secretary General for Political Affairs. Hello, Dr. Jonah.
Good evening, Africa. Is the international community softening its concern over the fighting in the Sudan on the basis of recent developments? It would seem that this may be so. Yet, since the Saudi Arabia American government ceased the search for a ceasefire in the Sudan, evidence shows that fighting has increased, particularly in the surroundings of Ukraine and other parts of the country. The question that is being asked is why? Why this redirection of attention? Maybe because the ceasefire agreements which were ordered and then constantly violated. That may be one of the reasons. Secondly, there seems to be no clear idea what is the essence of the crisis. At one time, it was suggested a solution in the Sudan may arise once the MSF militia has been absorbed into the regular government. But this is not really what is the essence. Not much has been discussed about the commercial interests of the two commanders. Again, a lot of evidence shows that these armies and the militia control massive commercial interest, and this may be one of the reasons why they are not willing to give up. It's not just merely to gain territory, but what they may lose. And yet nothing has been done about that. We cannot be sure that other parties external to Sudan are not involved in this commercial interest. It is therefore necessary for the two key international organizations associated with the Sudan, the League of Arab States and the African Union, to redouble their efforts. Suggestions have been made already that these two groups are planning to have a joint mediation effort, but nothing further has been said. And most troubling in this situation in the Sudan is a reported interview with the head of the militia. He was quoted as boasting that his militia has captured the largest military complex containing arms and ammunition. He's always saying that he has had a firmer grip of the capital, Khartoum. The United States and Saudi Arabia, last week to be precise, called for a 24-hour ceasefire to allow transport of humanitarian material. Early information said last yesterday that short and brief ceasefire was holding. So the African Union in particular has a special interest in this situation. But there is a lacuna in the African Union where it relies mostly to outside sources for its intelligence, credible intelligence. And it is time that the African Union debate or decide on the need for a dedicated think tank for the African continent. Relying on others' intelligence may not be enough. and it could be dangerous. This brings me to a remark that was once made by Malumu Nyerere just before he voluntarily vacated the presidency of Tanzania. He recalled that for years he had been pleading with the Africans to institute something like the OECD in Europe so that in crises like these, where they will be in a better position to determine what course to follow. So this is why I believe this is the most important time for the African Union to consider its own continental think tank, and there are talents in Africa to be able to provide credible intelligence that may be useful to the African continent. I thank you.
That was One Man's Point of View, a commentary by Dr. James Jonah, former UN Undersecretary General for Political Affairs.
People's Way.
It's Sunday on Nightline Africa, and this is the time we get to relax and reflect. A flashback with music from the continent.
I'm gonna love it. Call our mercy. You die, I go die there. Any trouble come, I go get it. For this your love, baby, I go fetch it. Cause you're the only one for me, and I'm the only one for you. I never ever lie to you, cause you're the one who lied to me. You're the only one for me, and I'm the only one for you. I never ever lie to you, cause you're the one who lied to me. I don't search, I don't see none without you. I don't meet a lot of girls, but none of them find like you. I don't look, I don't see no girl like you. You know, I go always there for you, yeah. You're not the only girl I want, yeah. Me baby, yo, me baby, yo, yeah. You're not the one way I can love, yeah. And I go always there for you, yeah. You're not the only girl I want, yeah. So many days I pray to God for making give me love. He gave me your love. And I won't thank him back for giving me your love. I know you. Teach you like egg bomb by you. Touch you not back by you. Tell God take it, girl. I don't meet a lot of girls, but none of them find like you. I don't look, I don't see no girl like you.
Some little love. baby, you go love my crew. You must run my race, oh. Oh, I'm the one for you, you, you. Man, play, I think I pull it for you, you. Anything I do is for my baby, boo.
Gaela Tikaya la patrona, Gilda Sambendengefu. Mon ami Gaël, Miloito, Ya.
Take me back to Candy. Jida, make it come for me. Fire baby, make it come for me. Juba Jida, make it come for me. Fire baby, make it come for me. By my side, baby, I will love you die. No, no lie, no, no lie. Yeah. I say you there for my man, yeah, you there for my man, no, no. I say you there for my man, yeah, you there for my man, no, no. Baby, say you know, anything you want, I will do for you. Anything you want, baby, I'll do, I'll stand for you. Anywhere you go, anywhere you go. Su me que sin de neko kubo mi tengo care son amosa ma uyumbo baby shake it for me man kai fisi dadio.
That was our Sunday music spot. Hope you enjoy the music from Nightline Africa here on the English service of the Voice of America in Washington. Nightline Africa comes to you from the English service of the Voice of America. Hope you enjoy the program tonight. As you know by now, we are on Saturdays and Sundays at 16 and 18 hours UTC. From the Nightline Africa team, including producer Nicole Peters, we say thanks for joining us. And remember, as the elders say, when kings lose direction, they become servants. I'm your host, Peter.